You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Big sound of saxophonist, singer, and bandleader Tex Beneke doing the song Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, we begin our entrance into a new collection of jazz music here on Neon Jazz. Tex's career is a history of associations with bandleader Glenn Miller and former musicians and singers who worked with Miller. Tex is considered to be one of the major blues singers who sang with the big bands of the early 40s. The Fort Worth, Texas native started playing saxophone when he was 9 years old. His first professional work was with bandleader Ben Young in 1935, but it was when he joined Miller 3 years later that his career hit its stride. When Glenn Miller went missing on December 15, 1944, while flying to France from England, the United States Army Air Force decommissioned the Glenn Miller-led Army Air Force Band. The Miller Estate authorized an official Glenn Miller Ghost Band in 1946. This band was led by Tex. Over the years, Tex has emerged from ghost to human legend, and that's where it stands for now. Thanks for joining me on a new program. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, giving you a solid playlist of jazz tunes. Coming to you from the self-proclaimed Paris of the Plains and a jazz playground, Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Bucky Pizzarelli, Cannonball Adderley, Jimmy Smith, and much, much more. Up next on Neon Jazz is a wonderful local musician and character that left us all too soon at the age of 49. He's the very talented saxophonist Bill Caldwell with the 2009 song Under New Management off his album Common Tones. He was teaching at Wichita State University, and in a 30-year career, he played with the likes of Karen Allison, Megan Birdsall, the Woody Herman Big Band, Mike Matheny, Bobby Watson, and many more. In memory of Bill, here's his music. Thank you. That was French musical composer, conductor, and pianist Michel Legrand with the 1958 song Jitterbug Waltz. Legrand is a prolific composer, having written over 200 film and television scores, in addition to many memorable songs. He is best known for his often haunting film music and scores, such as the 1968 theme for The Thomas Crown Affair, which he won his first Academy Award. Overall, he has won 3 Oscars out of 13 nominations, 5 Grammys, and has been nominated for an Emmy. He was 22 when his first album, I Love Paris, became one of the best-selling instrumental albums ever released. While on a visit to the U.S. in 1958, Legrand collaborated with such musicians as Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Phil Woods, Ben Webster, and Art Farmer on an album of inventive orchestrations of jazz standards titled Legrand Jazz. Currently, Legrand divides his legendary time between America and France. Up next on Neon Jazz is contemporary saxophonist and composer keeping the modern jazz movement flourishing, Mr. Joshua Redman with the 2009 song Un Peu Fou. That was bandleader, trumpeter, songwriter, and actor Ray Anthony with the 1956 song Street of Dreams. Ray played in Glenn Miller's band from 40 to 41 and appeared in the Glenn Miller movie Sun Valley Serenade in 1941 before joining the U.S. Navy during World War II. After the war, he formed his own group, the Ray Anthony Orchestra, which became very popular in the early 50s. He performed the theme song to the show Dragnet. From 53 to 54, Anthony was the musical director of the TV series TV's Top Tunes, and he also appeared as himself in the 1955 film Daddy Long Legs. This began a long acting career. Ray has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and continues to be active as a bandleader and musician. How about that? Up next on Neon Jazz is pianist Lenny Tristano with the song Image Paris off a 1953 to 65 Descent into the Maelstrom compilation album.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was New Orleans trumpet player Nicholas Payton with the 2000 song NIDA. He is often considered a jazz musician, although Payton considers the label jazz inappropriate and refers to his music as BAM, an acronym for Black American Music. He took up the trumpet at the age of 4, and by the time he was 9, he was playing in the Young Tuxedo Brass Band alongside his father, bassist Walter Payton. In 1996, he performed on the movie soundtrack Kansas City, and in 1997, he received a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Solo. He also plays piano, and sometimes uses both instruments simultaneously, accompanying his right-hand trumpet with left-handed chords. A little Da Vinci in his blood. Man, this next song defines cool. Here's the father of modern jazz drumming, Joe Jones, and one of the greatest bass players ever, with Milt Hinton on the 1960 song, Little Honey.
This is
Neon
Jazz. Yeah. Thank you.
That was swing tenor saxophonist Chu Berry with the 1936 tune, 46 West 52. Chu was inspired to take up the tenor sax after hearing Coleman Hawkins on tour. Although Berry based his style off Hawkins' playing, Hawkins regarded Berry as his equal, saying Chu was about the best. Author Jack Kerouac was a Chu Berry fan, referring to him as the great Chu Berry near the beginning of his book, The Subterraneans. Tragically, in 1941, Chu died at the age of 33 following injuries in a bad car crash on a foggy road. Although Chu Berry's recording career spanned less than a decade, he is well represented rightly in the annals of jazz recordings. Up next on the show is tenor saxophonist Frank Coley with the tasty 1949 song Coleslaw. That was hard bop tenor saxophonist and composer Harold Floyd Tina Brooks with the 1960 song Up Tights Creek off his album True Blue. His name Tina was a variation of Teeny, a childhood moniker. Brooks is best known for his work for Blue Note Records between 1958 and 61, recording primarily as a sideman with Kenny Burrell, Freddie Hubbard, Jackie McLean, and the great Jimmy Smith. Blue Note Records describes Tina this way: with a strong, smooth tone and an amazing flow of fresh ideas every time he soloed, Tina should have been a major jazz artist. He was one of the most brilliant, if underrated, tenor saxophonists in modern jazz. There's probably more underdogs in jazz than any genre of music. Up next on Neon Jazz is a band formed and influenced heavily by gypsy jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt. Here is the Rosenberg Trio from the Netherlands with the 2001 song Vendredi. When you're covering someone like Django, you have a good time, and they're obviously enjoying this one. Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was Italian soprano and alto saxophonist Stefano Di Battista with the 2011 tune Coco Chanel. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz, and my good friend, show engineer, and international man of mystery, Mr. John Christopher.
Yay!
Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. We'd appreciate it. Our contact call letters, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. we would dig it the most.
Merci.
Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Sneeze. No.
Well, sneeze in French.
Where are you, my little gumbo of chicken? Your French fried shrimp is sizzling for you.
Neon Jazz.